Hey, I'm Leo.
Hey, Leo.
I'm Bronson. Bronson Steiner.
Hey, Bronson, what are you doing here?
I just came here with my cousin and his friends. We camped out for fun in my tent. Now we're going to go see his Tonight Show.
Do you love Conan?
I guess. I heard a lot of stuff. I don't pay attention to the Tonight Show. I just came for the ride.
Right. We can talk about what you know.
Okay.
How were the living conditions last night in your tent?
It was good living conditions. It got a little chilly, but the rain kept me happy.
I saw you guys got a bunch of cough syrup and stuff. What was that all about?
Oh, we, you know, that was the girl's idea. I don't know.
Just alcohol, so it was the next best thing.
Oh, really? But, yeah, cough syrup's cool. My friend actually had a cold that was here. I should have borrowed some of that.
Yeah, you should have. We have extra.
And then she left because she had a sore throat.
So, Conan.
Yeah, Conan. What do you usually do at 11:30 at night when you're not watching Conan?
I'm asleep.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I'm probably asleep or just about to fall asleep.
All right, thanks, Branson, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Okay, so it's 10:43. The morning is over. The sleeping out in the rain is over. I got through pretty all right. I got some very soaked socks. I'm going to need to head home and change those really quick, and then I'll be back out into the fray in the Conan universe with all the Conan fans. I got my standby ticket, number 46. Here's hoping that I get in, and here's hoping that everyone gets in, because they all deserve it. They're all great, huge Conan fans, except for Bronson. He doesn't know Conan, but that's alright. If he knew him, he'd be a fan too. He'll be a fan once he gets in and he sees him. I got home, changed my wet socks, put on some nice clean dry ones, and I ordered a pizza. And I interviewed the pizza delivery guy. He was pretty boring though, so you're not going to hear that. But I still tipped him well, because, I mean, withholding tips based on how interesting a pizza delivery guy is in an interview really isn't that fair. And then I ate lunch with my buddy Ryan.
Hey, I'm Ryan.
So we just ate pizzeritos. What are pizzeritos?
They're, pizza with burritos on top.
That sounds delicious, and it is delicious also. So in a couple hours I'm going to go to try to get into Conan. Hopefully I'll get in and be a part of his final show. Do you...
Be a part of history, really.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a part of something already, just by being there.
Well, I just wait in line
in
the rain overnight.
Yeah, but they gave free donuts.
Did they?
I left
NBC
before they did. Yeah, they were like, guys, hang on here, free donuts. And I'm like, oh, my socks are wet. I want to go.
I really love Conan. I've always loved Conan.
What are your favorite, like, sketches of his?
Yeah, well, you know, I love all the classics. I love the Masturbating Bear. I really like the band. I love La Bamba.
Everyone loves La Bamba. I want to sit right next to La Bamba so I can just look at him.
Can you pat his head?
Touch his little mustache. That'd be cool. Wear his hat.
Yeah, and Max Weinberg, he's really cool.
He is.
Do you remember that time DFA played on Conan?
I don't even know who DFA is.
Death from Above.
Oh. You can't use these acronyms with me.
That's kind of what they're known as, DFA.
I've never heard said that.
So, DFA played, and then, you know, in Romantic Rites, the drummer, he actually stops playing drums live halfway through the song and just sings. But on Conan, Max Weinberg gets up and he plays drums with them. And it's the most epic, magical thing you can possibly imagine.
And then I went back to see if I would be admitted into the Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien.